welcome. Thanks for joining me on another installment of Deeper. We are so glad that you are here. If you're watching this on Facebook, please like us, like this video, and make any comments down in the comment section. If you're watching us on YouTube, please follow us and click the bell. That bell will allow you to get notices whenever a new video comes up. Please make comments down at the bottom. We'd love to hear from you. If you remember last time, we actually were looking at Revelation chapter 4, and we experienced worship in the throne room of God. And I talked a little bit about the whole idea of this God's counsel. And we're going to see today some of that counsel interaction as we explore Revelation chapter 5. So if you have your Bibles, please open up to Revelation chapter 5, and we will begin. John says, "Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back and sealed with seven seals." Now, the one sitting on the throne obviously is God the Father. We saw him in Revelation 4 with the rainbow around the throne, and everybody is worshiping him on the throne. What he has in his right hand is a scroll, a very common way of communicating information, of sending information during John's day. Written on a scroll, and that scroll is sealed with seven seals. A seal was put upon the scroll so that only certain people could read it, only certain people could open it. It was the king's seal, usually, or the governor's seal during the time of the Romans. But John sees the scroll, and it's got writing on both inside and outside. It's this idea that it is complete. What we're going to find out about the scroll is that this is a scroll of the sins of man. This is the judgment that's going to come upon the earth. And since the scroll is written on inside and outside, it is complete. It is done. God no longer is going to wait. He is going to pass judgment on the earth. And he goes on, "And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break its seal?' And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it." I mean, John is intrigued. He sees a scroll. He wants to know what's inside. We all would want to know what's on that because it is sealed. It's something that is important. It's something that's unknown. But the angel, a mighty angel, stands and proclaims who is worthy to open it. This scroll cannot just be opened by anybody. You have to be worthy. There is something that you have to have done to be worthy to open this scroll. But there's nobody on the earth, in heaven, or even under the earth. And John begins to weep bitterly because nobody is available to open the scroll. Nobody is worthy to open the scroll. You can imagine that in anticipation of the scroll being opened, and then nobody comes forward. And John says, "And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals.'" One of the elders, one of the 24 elders who were sitting on the throne, what I probably believe are one of the lesser gods, one of the sons of God from Genesis and from the book of Psalms we looked at last time. I think this is one of the elders actually comes and comforts John and said, "Now, John, wait a minute. There's this one. Look." And he uses all these terms from the Old Testament. This idea of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Judah was the ruling tribe in Israel. The Root of David has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Well, what has he conquered? The Lion of the tribe of Judah. These are terms that are used for the Messiah. And then John sees something between the throne and the four living creatures. He says, "And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he took and went and got the scroll from the hand of him who was seated on the throne." So, here we have explaining as the Lion of Judah. as the one who is the root of David. And what John sees is a lamb standing there, has seven horns and seven eyes. This is this idea of completeness, which are the seven spirits of God. And these are the seven, same seven spirits that we see at the beginning of Revelation, at the seven churches. How very possible that's what it's talking about. There are three different interpretations of what that could be. But I believe it's the seven spirits, because remember the seven churches, the seven spirits are standing before God, which is the church, and God sees we're in the sight of God. So he went, the Lamb went, and he took the scroll from the right hand of the one seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. So the elders, the 24 elders and all four living creatures, they bow down to the Lamb. Now, we're only supposed to worship God, but the Lamb is God. The Lamb is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sins of the world. So what has he conquered? He has conquered sin and he has conquered death. I want to just take a brief moment and kind of talk about something that kind of pertains to where we are, I think we are today. You know, Jesus conquered death. Satan had a plan. His plan was to destroy Jesus. He schemed. He did everything he could to trap Jesus and to have the Romans kill him and to bury him. He thought it was done. It's over. Jesus can't do anything now. And yet, Christ rose from the grave and spent 40 days with his believers, teaching them. He gave them the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden now we have the church. Listen to my sermons that we're beginning to get into this week. We're going to be getting into the book of Acts. Satan has plans. Satan has evil plans, but those plans will not happen and come to what he thinks they will come to. It'll come to naught because God has a bigger plan. And God is the one who's in control. See, evil can only see within its own scope of reality. It cannot see the whole picture. God sees the whole picture. And the schemes of Satan and the schemes of the fallen angels and the schemes of the demons mean nothing. Because God is in control and God is still on his throne. See, I truly believe that we're living on a time when we're going to see the schemes of evil becoming more and more out in the open. And they're going to look like they've won. It's going to look like that we have lost, that we are in dire straits. But believe me, we haven't lost. God is biding his time. He's waiting for that moment where he will defeat evil, where he will conquer Satan, where Jesus will come, and all the schemes and all the deviousness and the insidious plans of the evil one will be defeated. So the 24 elders and the four living creatures, they bow down and they sing a new song. Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. And they say, this is why. In the song, they explain why. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. There is a lot of people who state that they don't believe that Christ is going to come back and he's going to reign. I believe he is. Partially from this verse, that we are going to reign with him on the earth. I don't understand all of it, but I do know that these 24 elders and the four living creatures would not be singing something that is untrue. God sent his Son to redeem us so that we may rule with him. Jesus promised many times that we would rule with him. Now, you could argue that this may be a spiritual ruling, but I'm not so sure. I think since it says on earth, we are talking about a physical ruling. John continues, and then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders and the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and the wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." We have worshiping of the Lamb, worshiping of Jesus is what we are also supposed to do. And then he says, "And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, and all that is in them, saying, to him who sits on the throne, which is God the Father, and to the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. Amen. So be it. Let it be. Let it be. So what are we supposed to be doing in these times? We're supposed to be worshiping. Pretty simple. Does that mean that we lay down and let the world walk all over us? No. But that means that we find our hope in Jesus Christ. We find our hope in the fact that He is going to come back one day. And He's going to take us to be with Him. And we will come back and we will reign on this earth with Him. He deserves our worship. He deserves everything that we can give Him. And in these trying times, we should worship Him all the more. Worship eliminates fear. Do not live in fear. There's nothing that evil can do to us. Nothing it can do to us to take away the joy and the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Worship Him. Worship the one who sits on the throne. And worship the Lamb who was slain. Because He deserves all the glory. Father, we praise You. We just thank You, Lord. Help us to worship in these trying times. Help us to worship all the more as we see that day drawing near. We praise You, Lord. And we thank You. We pray this in Your name. Amen. Make sure you like us on Facebook and on YouTube. Follow us. Hit the bell on YouTube to make sure that you get notices when these videos are put up. God bless, and we'll talk to you next time.